Welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Kira Radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And you know, over 15.7 million people in the United States identify themselves as Italian Americans. Italy has been the eternal birthplace of empires intent on conquest. Ancient Rome was a great world empire and had a profound influence on those who flowed in her wake. Just think in terms of architecture, government, and language. But what many people don't know is just how many countries Italy has actually invaded. And since the Romans, Italy has fought or drawn peacekeeping duty at least 50 different countries, or 26% of the world. And, you know, just 5 years ago, they were involved in peacekeeping missions in an impressive 22 different nations. And my guest today is military historian Chris Kelly. He's got a great new book. It is called Italy Invades, How Italians Conquered the World, which uncovers more fascinating facts about the Italian influence in shaping the world we know today. And Chris actually was here before talking about Pearl Harbor Day, and he kind of alluded to this subject in this book. So we're so glad, Christopher, you could be back here today. And first of all, let's talk about the United States and Italy's military history.
Sure, great to be with you. Yes, I mean, the U.S. and Italy have a long relationship. It goes back even to the time of the American Revolution. There was a connection between Filippo Mazzei, who was from Tuscany, who was a Tuscan winemaker, and Thomas Jefferson. And it was Filippo Mazzei who first wrote the line, and it appeared in a newspaper, that all men are created equal. And his friend Thomas Jefferson read that and appropriated that for our Declaration of Independence. So, and Mazzei and Jefferson shared a love of liberty, but and also a love of wine. And Mazzei helped Jefferson to grow grapes at Monticello, for example. And there's the Mazzei family has been making wine in Italy since the 15th century, and they actually continue to do so to this day.
Okay, and now we want to talk about how many countries Italy has invaded and how many countries they have been military involved with.
Sure, sure. The basic answer is that Roman Empire invaded about a quarter of all the countries on Earth, and that is kind of amazing, especially given the fact that the ancient Romans, of course, did not have aviation. There was no such thing, and they also were not aware of several continents. I mean, North, South America, Australia, they had no awareness of these areas or parts of the world at all, but nevertheless, they went well beyond just the Mediterranean. They took over really the entire Mediterranean basin, but they also were in Britain. I'm talking to you today from Britain. Of course, they invaded Britain up to Hadrian's Wall in the north of England, and they also were fighting in the Middle East. 2,000 years ago, you had Romans fighting in Iraq, for example. So they got around.
Right, and so tell us about the actually very first invasion launched by the Italians.
Very first, well, it depends how you invade, how you define Italian, because if you're talking about modern Italians, then really, I mean, the modern Italy, as far as the Republic of Italy that exists today, is relatively recent. I mean, that Italy wasn't united until really till the 1860s or even 1870, if you talk about the inclusion of Rome. Italy, in a sense, is younger than America as a state, but obviously the peninsula and the history in Italy goes well beyond American history and go into even before the Romans. You had the Etruscans, and they were involved in various campaigns and invasions as well. The Etruscans did get around as well, and of course the Romans of course were a conquering people that invaded all over the place, of course, as well.
And you know, that's the thing, Christopher. We talk about, you know, we're talking about Italy and we're talking about Rome. So I mean, you know, as a military historian, you know, you've probably researched a lot of this. So I mean, at one point, then, you know, Rome was obviously its country. It was a nation. It ruled and conquered the world. But then at some point, then it became the country Italy. Or how did that work out?
The Roman army was the most formidable military machine that existed in the ancient world. And it wasn't that Romans were stronger or smarter than everybody else, but they were organized for conquest, and they did so. Now, of course, Rome falls in the 5th century, roughly in the middle of the 5th century. And after the fall of Rome, Italy is divided up into a lot of smaller entities, and some of these became city-states, and there were lots of conflicts between these smaller city-states. There were rivalries between Florence and Siena, and between Genoa and Venice were maritime powers that duked it out for control of the Mediterranean, for example. And so there was no unified Italy. And then along comes Napoleon, who Napoleon is ethnically Italian, because both of his parents spoke Italian and considered themselves Genoese. They were both born in Corsica, but Corsica was owned by the Genoese at that time. So, but Napoleon really kind of fanned the fires of Italian nationalism, and he declared himself the King of Italy, and lots of Italians rallied to Napoleon, to his banner, and they fought with the Napoleonic armies in Russia from Madrid to Moscow, actually all over Europe. So that was kind of the beginning of it, and then Italy became unified as a nation later on in the 19th century.
Okay, Chris. Now we're talking about, you know, invasion throughout history that Italy has done, but you know, I think we're all wondering, what is the most current invasion launched by the Italians?
Most current invasion? Well, it depends again how you would define invasion. If you're talking about Italians fighting in an area outside of their own country, let's see. The surprising thing is that you have Italians, you know, today that are involved. I mean, that you have them doing peacekeeping duty in about 22 countries just about 5 years ago. And even this year, you've had Italians that were members of the Italian Air Force, for example, that have been based in Latvia that have intercepted Russian planes over the Baltics. Now, this isn't necessarily fighting. This is more like a cat and mouse game that goes on sometimes. But I mean, it's interesting that the Italians have been scrambling with the Eurofighter Typhoon fighter jets over Latvia, over the Baltic states, you know, in this year, in 2015.
And I guess the question is, you know, we always want to relate this to our own history. So we pretty much know that, you know, we were in World War II fighting the Germans, Japanese, Italians. But I guess the question is, was there any famous battles that were directly against, you know, American troops and Italian troops that we should know about? Or?
Italians and Americans have had a long and interesting history. Obviously Columbus coming to the New World has an Italian connection to the very discovery of America. You had Garibaldi. Abraham Lincoln at one time wanted to hire Garibaldi to command Union forces during the Civil War. You had lots. And then in World War II, yes, we did. Well, World War One, we fought with the Italians, of course. We were on the same side, Allied side, during World War One. But then in World War Two, Mussolini did declare war on the United States after Pearl Harbor. And so we were ranged against the Italians from that time, which was from 1941 until Italy basically surrendered in 1943. Mussolini was captured, but then recaptured by the Germans. But you had this World War II. There were, however, Italians that fought on the Allied side. You had Italians that joined the Partisans, for example, who fought in support and helped Allied airmen, for example. And you had also something called the co-belligerent forces, which were Italians that fought on the Allied side against the Axis from 1943 to 1945 and the close of World War II as well. So, and then I also would mention that 1 out of 12 Americans in World War II, just Americans that served all over, and there are about 16 million Americans that served in World War II, 1 out of 12 were of Italian heritage as well. And you had people like John Vassalone, for instance, who won the Medal of Honor at Guadalcanal and was killed in the first wave of Iwo Jima in 1945.
Okay, Christopher, with that, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back. My guest today is Mr. Christopher Kelly, who is a great military historian. And today we're talking all about Italy and their influence on the world. And I'm really excited to be able to talk about this subject. And, you know, you definitely want to check out this book. It is called Italy Invades, and you definitely want to be able to get yourself a copy. It's all nicely done on each country that Italy has had interaction with, and it's definitely something you want to check out. And, you know, throughout history, you know, even when it started with Romus and Remus in Rome, and then Rome becoming Italy, and then it just shows the power that Italy and then, of course, Rome had on the world. And I love history, and I'm glad that there's a guy like Chris out there that's doing this and to be able to bring us this, you know, this rich, you know, abundant amount of history. And, you know, if you order now, we'll try to get this up quick. You could still get stocking stuffers. You probably need a big stocking to put a, you know, whole book in. But if you get the Kindle, just give a Kindle and give this book. So, and there's gift bags and T-shirts and all sorts of things available. Get me in the holiday spirit. So, again, my guest is Christopher Kelly, and you are listening to the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.